This is called Always by Krishna's Side. Sometimes we all go through rough times, purifications that force us to leave our false shelters and take real shelters. Today is my time. My body feels terrible. Stiffness, headaches, the whole autumn blues, they say. The question now is how to remain on the spiritual level even when body and mind give trouble. It's not a problem that these things are sometimes troublesome. That's their nature. But the question is, how can I remain on the spiritual level? Srila Prabhupada once expressed this in an early lecture by saying, at the present moment we are entangled and encaged within this body. The question now is how to engage the body in such a way that even now we can be situated on the spiritual platform in our natural environment. And he gives a very nice tip how to do this. He says that we can meditate how everything which we find in our lives is a gift of the Lord, and we can give it back to him as a sign of gratitude, appreciation, and render some service to him like this. But before we do this, we have to get it into our mind to think of Krishna. And I think there is no more powerful meditation than to think that Krishna is always by my side. He's not far away. He's very close. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us a beautiful meditation where he says, when Krishna says, always think of me, it can mean be completely absorbed in me as Shyama Sunda, the beautiful dark complexioned Lord. Think of my moon-like face, surrounded with shining locks of hair and beautiful curved eyebrows, as I shower you with a rain of nectar, my glances filled with sweet mercy. So, Krishna is always by our side. He is in our heart. He's next to us. He surrounds us. Please think like this. Krishna is not far. He is close.